Reading. Students are discussing issues about the death penalty. Do they agree or disagree with the death penalty? Check the appropriate box in the table below with regard to each speaker's opinion. Do you believe that the death penalty should be in use in society, or is it cruel and unusual punishment? Some people say that capital punishment prevents other murders, but I don't think it is the best way to prevent murder. Murders take place in the heat of action. They are often committed by people who know their victims. I just can't imagine a murderer thinking about the effects of his killing. Real cold-blooded killers think themselves too clever to be caught.
By sentencing someone to death, you don't prevent other murderers from committing their crimes, but at least you stop this very individual you've sentenced to death from committing another crime.
Criminals should pay the penalty for their sin. If the criminal has taken someone's life, the only way that the murderer can pay for his terrible act is with his own life.
I can't agree more. If someone traps and tortures others for fun, the death penalty is a mercy thrown upon them. If the essence of an eye for an eye stayed true, the family members would capture the murderer and do the same thing twice over.
It is illogical to blame a murderer and then do the same as an act of revenge. What you do is commit a murder as well, and the only difference is that you do it legally.
I agree with Kay. It's odd that people seem to think that an eye for an eye is right in the case of murder, but in no other crimes. We don't rape the rapist, assault those who have assaulted others. If you were convicted of knocking someone's tooth out, you would not be punished by having your tooth pulled out.
The only good reason for the death penalty I can think of is that it will give back a sense of justice to the victim's family and friends. Still, the victim of the crime won't come back to life again anyway.
As long as the death penalty is maintained, there is always the danger that innocent people will be executed because of errors in the criminal justice system. A convict could be forced to say anything under torture, even confess to a crime he or she didn't commit. Unfair trials can result in killing innocent people. We should look for other ways which might stop people from committing crimes. Instead of the death penalty, we could give them life imprisonment without parole.
There is always a possibility that a murderer will repent of his crime. Such a person might even become a model citizen. A new chance for life should be given even to murderers.